Masechet Avodah Zarah, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Amosi Shivrei Tzlamim, Hari Evel Mutar. Somebody who finds in the street broken pieces of an idol, they are Mutar Bahana. The reason being is there is a fake over here, two doubts involved. One subject is, maybe it was never an Avodah Zarah in the first place. And another subject is, even if it was an Avodah Zarah, maybe the guy was Mavatol and annulled Avodah Zarah, and that's why he broke it. And a guy that is Mavatol his Avodah Zarah, it becomes Mutar Te Yisrael. So therefore, since there are two fakes involved, the broken pieces are mutter. Masa tab nifyaru tab nifregal hari evil asurim. Mifnecha kayutsi behem neva. Somebody finds in the street the form of a hand or the form of a foot, then this piece would be asur because there are some goyim that make a tab nifyad or tab nifregal without the rest of the body and use it as an avodah zarah, and therefore it's asur, as we cannot assume that this yad or regal was broken off from a full idol. Now, even though we saw in the previous Mishnah that a statue is only usher if it's holding something in its hand, but that's by a statue where it's possible that the statue was put up lanai for a decoration, so therefore if it's not holding something in its hand, it's mutter, as opposed to a form of a yad or a regal. Certainly he cannot make this as a decoration, so therefore it's usher b'hana, as we can assume it was an avodah zarah. Masechet Avodah Zarah, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Hamotzi kelim ba'aleim tzuras chama, tzuras levana, tzuras draka. Yolichem liyam hamelech. Somebody who finds a kli, and there's a design on the kli which the worshippers of the sun make, which is a design of a king with a crown sitting on a wagon. Or there is a design on the kli which the worshippers of the moon make. Or there is a design of a serpent on the kli. We can assume the kli is an Avodah Zarah, and therefore you must discard the kli by throwing it into the Yam HaMelech to make sure that nobody has enough from this kli. Rabban Shim ben Gamliel Aymer Sha'aha Mechubadin Asurim. Sha'aha Mevuzin Mutar. Rabban Shim ben Gamliel said that if the kli that you found with one of these designs on it is a prestigious kli, such as jewelry, then it would be up there, as we can assume it was an Avodah Zarah. But if the kli that you found with one of these designs is a kli without prestige, such as cooking utensils, then the kli is mutter, and we don't assume that a guy turns a cooking utensil into an avodah zarah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shochek Vizori L'Ruach, Omatoliyah. Rabbi Yossi said that if you find a kli with one of these designs, you can discard it by grinding it up and letting the wind scatter it, or if you want, you can throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Amrulo, Afu Nazar Zevo, Shenemar Velo Yitzbak B'Yarcha Muma Min Acheret. The Chachamim do not agree with Rabbi Yossi that you can discard the kli by grinding it up and letting the wind scatter it, as maybe the wind will scatter it into the field of Yisrael, and the small pieces of the Avodah Zarah will turn into fertilizer and fertilize Yisrael's field, and he will have hana from an Avodah Zarah, and the Pasuk says that Yisrael cannot have any hana whatsoever from an Avodah Zarah, so the only alternative, according to the Chachamim, is to discard it into the Yam HaMelech.